What do you consider an indication to stop trastuzumab in the metastatic setting, and specifically the issue of progression on chemotherapy?
It's hard to get these patients to stop trastuzumab. Fortunately, now we do occasionally have trials with lapatinib, and lapatinib does look as though this is going to be a major drug and maybe even a competitor to trastuzumab over the long run. And so for patients who we've been able to get onto a lapatinib clinical trial, they've come off. I know that Debutripathy sort of uses a rule of thumb, maybe 3 or 4 regimens of trastuzumab-containing combinations before stopping trastuzumab. I have no such rule of thumb. I tend to just continue trastuzumab almost indefinitely as we switch from chemotherapy to chemotherapy. Is that supportable by data? Absolutely not. Will even continuation of trastuzumab beyond progression on first line ever be proved? My suspicion is not. The current clinical trial that the MD Anderson group started and the intergroup has taken over is floundering as well. And so this may be one of those questions that is never answered. And I'm hoping that they try to get at the question with bevacizumab before we reach that major impasse and get the answer quickly in terms of bevacizumab beyond progression.
I guess sort of a related question is, now we're going to start to see a new generation of patients who've had adjuvant trastuzumab who then develop metastatic disease. There already are patients out there who've been on trials in that situation. How are you going to approach that in terms of restarting the trastuzumab in the metastatic setting?
I would do it. I would do it for the same reasons that we do it in the metastatic setting. Poor reasons, but reasons nonetheless. Number one, we're still hoping for therapeutic synergism with the next drug that we use. Number two, it's relatively non-toxic subjectively, and so in a metastatic disease setting, it's relatively easy to continue. And then the third reason is that it is a not very good preclinical trial that seemed to indicate that in a preclinical model, even in rats that were progressing on trastuzumab, the rate of progression was slowed in those who continued trastuzumab. And for those reasons, rightly or wrongly, good science, bad science, the vast majority of oncologists, at least in this country, continue trastuzumab beyond progression.